Hello and welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English. I'm Dermot.
大家好，欢迎收听今天的都市绿影节目，我是杨丽。
Lee, you have heard about Winston Churchill, haven't you?
Of course, and I love his speeches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the hills, and we shall never surrender.
Hold on. But how much do you know about other aspects of Churchill?
Well, but that's why we are visiting the very museum dedicated to this great man.
We were warmly received by the director of the museum, Phil Reed.
People either know or sometimes just think they know about Churchill, but what they know about is almost exclusively about his period during his prime ministership from 1940 to 45. The other parts of his life are generally less well known and in some cases totally unknown. For instance, it's not widely known that Churchill won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1953. And there's so many other aspects of Churchill's life which are very prominent, very interesting, which people...don't know, and in a sense need to know to be able to understand the person he became, the person he was, and the historical figure.
Phil Reed is an expert on Churchill. He was awarded an OBE for his pioneering work in the creation of the Churchill Museum.
OBE, Order of the British Empire, 不列颠帝国勋章。
He said that there are so many other aspects of Churchill's life which are very prominent, very interesting, and which people don't know about.
是的，人们需要更多的了解丘吉尔一生中那些显著和有意思的侧面。比如丘吉尔曾于1953年获得世界诺贝尔文学奖，这件事就不是众所周知的。
So what would be the best way to let the public know more about this great man?
Well, with this in mind...A museum was created.
It was opened in February 2005, so it's 3 years old now. And it's a prize-winning museum. It won the Council of Europe Prize in 2006. And,
How big is it?
The museum itself is about 1,000 square metres, and the historic site is about another 2,000 square metres.
虽然地盘不大，但是整个博物馆都在地下，是二战时期内阁作战室的地下掩体，位于唐宁街十号附近。
Within a year of opening, the museum had already won the Council of Europe Prize.
欧洲议会奖。那么，这个博物馆的最大特色是什么呢？
Here is Mr. Reed again.
Well, there are two things. It is actually a combination of museum and historic site.As an historic site, it's unique because it's a perfectly preserved site from the Second World War, which is a period that most people would not expect to find anything kept because it's so relatively recent history. But you walk through it and you see these rooms kept exactly as they were when Churchill held court with his cabinet and essentially ran the war for Great Britain. And then alongside that, you now have this ultra-modern museum withjust a very, very clever way of presenting information to you because we present a huge amount of information and the cleverness lies in the design which enables us to engage the visitor and to keep the visitor thoroughly engaged and interested throughout.
It's a unique historical site as it's perfectly preserved from the Second World War.
Perfectly preserved, 保存完好的。Unique historical site, 独特的历史遗址。
Here in the museum, visitors can see these rooms kept exactly the same as when Churchill held court with his cabinet and essentially ran the war for Great Britain.
To hold court with his cabinet, 召集内阁会议。
But at the same time, it's an ultra-modern museum with a huge amount of information being presented.In a clever way.
与此同时，它又是一个超现代化的博物馆 ，Ultra Modern Museum.
Because of the clever design, visitors are engaged and kept interested throughout.
Engaged and interested throughout, 让参观者从始至终感到兴趣盎然。I hope that our listeners are engaged so far.
Well, as we say, the last but not least, our final question from Mr. Reed.
Now, what is the attraction in terms
of learning English and learning about British life and culture.
Listening to Churchill speaking is an absolute revelation to anybody, English speaking or otherwise. And I think when you listen to Churchill's speeches, you get a sense of what Churchill at least thought of as the primary ingredient of Englishness, which is grit and determination, which he conveyed to the nation in 1940 in a way that nobody has done since, and for which, of course, he's admired by world leaders today right across the planet.
丘吉尔是一位高超的演说家，李德认为学英语的人可以从丘吉尔的演说中获得启迪 Revelation.
The primary ingredient of Englishness, which is grit and determination.
大家能从中感受到典型英国人的必备素质，那就是勇气和信念 Grit and determination.
He is admired by world leaders today, right across the planet.
如今，这些演说赢得了全球各国领导人的钦佩。I must say that I can't help admiring his choice of words whenever I listen to his speeches.
Me too. Well, there are a lot more On the Town programs on our website at www.bbcchina.com.cn.
Hope you have enjoyed the visit to the Churchill Museum and see you next time.
Bye.